Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into one of those small but serious DNB moves that can completely change the feel of a track, polishing the shuffle so the sub hits harder. This is for that old-school, jungle-flavored, warehouse-style pressure. The key idea is simple, but it goes deep. When the drums have the right swing, the right ghost note placement, and the right micro-tining, the sub feels bigger without actually getting louder. That's the trick. The groove creates the weight. So instead of just making a loop that runs, we're going to build a loop that leans forward. It should feel human, slightly dangerous, a little dusty, and absolutely club-ready. Open Ableton Live 12 and start with a very small setup. Don't build the whole tune first. Just make a two-bar drum skeleton with the core elements, kick, main snare or rim, a chopped break, a hat or shaker, and a small percussion hit for ghost accents. If you want the old-school feel, keep it simple at the start. Kick and snare give you the spine, and the break fragments give you the movement. Now loop those two bars and listen carefully. Don't think about mixing yet. Just ask, does this already move like DNB, or does it just loop? That distinction matters. Aunt, in this style, the groove should feel like it's tilting forward, not sitting flat on the grid. Keep everything pretty dry at first. No big reverbs, no heavy bus compression, no fancy width tricks. You want to hear the actual timing relationships before anything else gets in the way. Next, set the global groove. Open the groove pool and try some of livestock swing or MPC style grooves. For this kind of jungle or warehouse DNB, subtle is usually better than extreme. Start with a groove amount around 10 to 30% and keep random very low or off for now. You're aiming for movement, not chaos. Apply that groove mainly to the hats, shakers, break chops, and light percussion. Keep the kick and main snare mostly straight or only lightly affected. That contrast is one of the biggest secrets here. If everything swings the same way, the low end loses its spine. The kick and snare need to stay like anchors, while the rest of the groove orbits around them. Think in anchors and orbiters. That's the mindset. Your kick, main snare, and sub are the anchors. Everything else should orbit them. If any element starts competing with those anchors, the groove might get busier, but the impact gets smaller. Now let's deal with the break. Instead of chopping it randomly, edit it into weight zones. Think of three areas: a downbeat zone, which supports the kick, a mid-groove zone, which is where your ghost notes and shuffle fragments live, and a fill zone, which is for tiny turnarounds into bar 2, 4, 8, or 16. You can do this in simpler if you want fast slicing, or directly on the arrangement timeline if you want more control. Once it's chopped, start making micro edits. Push some ghost hats or percussion hits a few milliseconds late. Keep accented hits tighter. Trim tails so the low mids don't blur into the sub. As a rule of thumb, a ghost hat or small percussion hit can sit around 10 to 20 milliseconds late for a lazy, dirty push. A key snare ghost before a main hit can be slightly early or dead on. The goal is not a huge flam. It's tiny timing differences that create that warehouse bounce. It should feel like the break is bouncing off concrete walls, not like it's been quantized into a straight line. Now route the drums to a drum bus group and shape that bus gently. Use EQ8 to clean up the low end if needed. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz if there's useless rumble, and tame any boxiness around 200 to 400 Hz if the break is clouding the sub. Then add glue compressor with a ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, so some transient comes through, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not flattening. If the loop needs a little edge, try drum bus very lightly. A bit of drive can help bind the shuffle together, but don't let it chew up the transient. The point of bus processing here is to make the timing feel cohesive, not to crush the life out of it. Now we build the sub. Use operator or wavetable and keep it very simple. A sine or near sine fundamental, mono, short release, no unnecessary width. This is your weight source, not your effect sound, your weight source. Phrase the bass with the drums rather than just writing notes wherever. Let the sub hit after a short drum accent sometimes. Leave a gap after the kick in certain bars so the sub bloom feels bigger when it lands. Use repeated notes only when the break thins out and there's space for them. A good jungle style approach is to make the bass answer the drum pocket. Bar 1 might answer the kick and snare. Bar 2 can add a syncopated run. Bar 3 might drop a note to create space. Bar 4 can set up a pickup into the next phrase. This is where note length really matters. Longer notes can feel massive, but if they overlap the kick too much, the whole low end gets cloudy. Then add a reese or mid-bass layer for movement and aggression. This layer should follow the shuffle, but it should not own the sub range. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz depending on how your sub is set. Add a little saturation, maybe a touch of chorus ensemble or auto filter movement, but keep it controlled. The motion belongs above the foundation, and this is important. Let the bass talk to the drum shuffle. A bass note can start just after a ghost snare. A shorter stab can emphasize the end of a break fill. A held note can create tension when the drums get busier. That call and response relationship is classic DNB composition. The bass is not separate from the groove. It is shaped by the groove. Now we get into the advanced polish. Micro timing. This is where the track really starts to breathe. After using the groove pool, go in and manually nudge a few selected hits. Move some hats later for drag. Push a couple of break ghosts slightly earlier for urgency. Offset occasional percussion by just a few milliseconds so the loop feels alive. Tiny adjustments. That's the game. When you're listening, focus on the offbeat, not just the downbeat. The real test is what happens just before the snare lands, and right after the kick clears. If those moments feel tight and intentional, the sub will usually translate better. If the groove feels lazy, tighten the first half of the bar. If it feels too rigid, delay some offbeat percussion. And if the sub seems to disappear, check whether a delayed drum tail is masking the attack. Once those edits are working, consolidate the audio so you've got a clean working version. That makes the groove easier to control and easier to print later. Now let's make the arrangement breathe across 16 bars. Static loops get exposed fast, especially in advanced DNB. You want control evolution, not constant change. A strong way to do this is to start stripped back for bars 1 to 4, then add top percussion or shaker shuffle in bars 5 to 8. In bars 9 to 12, bring in a fill or extra ghost rhythm. Then in bars 13 to 16, pull a few elements away and hit a turnaround. It keeps the listener leaning forward without throwing 5 different ideas into every second bar. Automate a few things carefully. Maybe a filter cutoff on the break layer opens a little over 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the drum bus saturation rises slightly in the second half of the drop. Maybe a reverb send only appears on certain ghost hits or fills. Maybe the bass filter or wave eatable position shifts just enough to create tension. Small automation moves can make the groove feel like it's breathing harder. Now we need to talk about width and low end discipline, because this is where a lot of heavy grooves get weaker than they should. Keep the sub mono. Always use utility to check the width and reduce it if necessary. If you've got a Reese, high pass it before you widen it. On the drum side, let the hats, shakers, atmospheres, and upper break texture have the width. Keep the kick centered. Don't splash wide reverb into the 100 to 300 HC zone. Use spectrum and your ears together. If the low end looks messy, shorten notes or reduce overlap. And if the groove only feels good in stereo, that means you're relying too much on width instead of timing. A heavy shuffle has to survive in mono. That's where the Rebel weight test happens. A good habit is to monitor at low volume, in mono, with the top end rolled off or at least de-emphasized. If the sub still punches there, the groove is doing real work. Now, one advanced point. Don't quantize the whole project the same way. A lot of producers make every lane obey the same groove template and then wonder why the track feels stiff. Instead, let the hats be more swung, let the ghosts be more human, and let the core hit stay disciplined. The separation in timing is part of what creates the weight. Also, test the groove at two tempos if you can. Jungle swing can feel amazing at 170, and then fall apart at 176 or higher if the micro timing is too loose. Bounce a loop, shift it a little up or down, and see whether the pocket still reads. That's a real pro check. When you're close to finishing, don't overcomplicate the drop with too many switch-ups. Pick one clean move, maybe a snare rush, maybe a beat of bass dropout, maybe a reversed cymbal into the reset, maybe a halftime displacement for one bar, but choose one strong idea and let the shuffle do the rest. In warehouse-style DNB, one of the strongest tricks is to remove the sub for a beat on bar 7 or 15, then bring it back with a tighter drum hit and a short fill on bar 8 or 16. That contrast makes the return feel physically bigger. The shuffle polishes the edges. The arrangement creates the punch. If the groove still feels too small, check for tiny overlaps in the break edits and bass note lengths. An air gap before the sub attack can make it feel larger than simply adding more compression. That's one of those sneaky truths in heavy music. Sometimes a little space sounds bigger than more density. Before wrapping up, try a quick practice pass. Build a 4-bar warehouse shuffle loop with a kick, snare, break chop, hat, and sub. Set a subtle groove around 15 to 25%. Micro time at least 3 ghost hits differently from the grid. Write a subline that leaves 1 clear gap per bar. Add 1 Reese layer above the sub and make it answer the drum accents. Then automate just one thing, like drum bus saturation or brake filter. Render it to audio and listen again in mono. Your goal is not just for the loop to sound clean. Your goal is for it to feel like it's leaning forward with pressure. If the sub suddenly sounds bigger after the shuffle is polished, you've got it. That's the warehouse trick. So remember the core idea. In DNB, weight comes from timing, separation, and contrast. Keep the anchors stable. Let the orbiters move. Use the groove pool, micro-nudging, and careful note lengths to shape the pocket. Build the bass in two rolls, with a mono sub for mass and a mid layer for motion. Use subtle bus processing, and let the arrangement breathe just enough to keep the tune dangerous. Polishing the shuffle is how you make a simple bassline hit like a warehouse wall.